Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
We're going to give you some company updates now, and starting off with coal miner Thungela Resources, happening to publish its 2024 performance today, which does show that despite the back of the macroeconomic dynamics, it has showcased excellence, which has been rewarded in terms of its share price movements today. To tell us more, we're joined by the outgoing CEO of Thungela Resources, July Ndlovu. Such a pleasure to have you with us, Mr. Ndlovu.
Good evening and good evening to your listeners. A pleasure to join you on your show.
Always excited to speak to you, despite the fact that this just might be the last run in your capacity as CEO. But despite that, you've actually managed to deliver formidable results. Let's focus on South Africa for a moment, where there has been a slight increase in terms of operational performance, but also largely dependent on the infrastructure from Transnet.
The results for South Africa have been very pleasing. In all metrics, we have delivered safety, looking very good. Again, quite important to us to make sure that everyone goes home safely every day. Productivity up 11% and first increase in 3 years on the back of productivity improvements on the mines and improving Transnet performance. This is quite important just to pause a moment on, from two angles. One, we took out production sections in 2023 out of our mines. We have not put those back, so to be able to improve productivity like that is quite is testament of the passion and effort by my teams to focus on the controllables. Mm-hmm. When I spoke to you at interims, I said we expected Transnet to improve in the second half of the year, mm-hmm. going into 2025. On the back of improved security, improved maintenance of signaling, rail, and what they've also done is to bring in some additional locomotive power on the line, and that has allowed us to rail some more and also begin to guide better production going forward. All those taken together obviously have meant that in addition to very disciplined cost control, we also delivered on our cost performance.
Got you. Let's focus on Australia for a moment, because this appears to be the sweet spot in terms of production output.
That's absolutely correct. I mean, whilst it's only 4.1 million tons of our 17.7 million tons, what is more notable about Australia, again, is the improvements they've done across all metrics from safety. Mm-hmm. But just to remind your listeners that when we took over this operation in September 2023, it was doing, on a run rate basis, 2.7 million tons. And last year delivered 4.1 million tons. A lot of work has gone into improving the performance of that operation. So that says two things, actually. One, we bought a very good asset. But two, we've got a very good team in the ground. That should allow us to continue to deliver more value out of that asset.
I'm keen to get your thoughts as well, just in terms of ESG and sustainability. As we know, this does remain a significant pressure point for many mining houses, with mining closures and rehabilitation of the local environment within which you operate. Help us understand Thungela's commitment in this regard.
We committed to reduce our Scope 1 and Scope 2 emissions by 30% by 2030. We are well on track to do that. It's going to come through a combination of closing some of the mines, and Hoodoo will come to the end of his life at the end of this year. But also we said we would be deploying renewables, and we commissioned our solar power plant at Zibulo, which supplies our Zibulo mine. We are in the process of deploying another one at Elders. And again, that is our commitment to ensure that we contribute towards our goals. Climate change is real. And Thungela commits to play its role. 100%.
Mr. Ndlovu, typically at this point of the interview, I'd ask you for a forward-looking statement, what this means in terms of strategy. But as we know, come this July, you will be retiring, and Moses Madondo will be at the helm of the business going forward. But I'd like us to use this opportunity just to reflect on your journey and your tenure. I guess it's been quite an exercise since 2016, where you took over Anglo's coal operations, which then later became Thungela. But when you reflect on the impact, your legacy on the business, and I guess value that you've driven for shareholders, but also community members, what comes to mind?
I'll do that, Google. I mean, just to make sure that the investors don't get this wrong. I'm still here until the end of the year.
Yes, yes, I got you.
But clearly, so you talk to me at interim. But having said that, let's go back to 2016. I have absolutely been fortunate and be blessed to be surrounded by thousands of highly talented and committed people. The things that we've achieved in what was then Anglo-Co and Tungela more recently are not really down to what some people might think is exceptional leadership on my part. It is the contribution of thousands of my colleagues. They could be drivers, operators, electricians, fitters, artisans, wherever they are in the group, who work up day in, day out, with one thing in mind: to make Tungela really a good place to work and deliver value for our shareholders. What we've been able to do to build a long-life business, which we've imagined actually as a short-life business, if you recall, we're saying 7 years today, with a business that that has got life beyond 15 years. We've been able to make significant investments, build a new mine at Elders. We are building a new mine at Zibulo.
Yeah.
We bought a new mine in all less than 3 years. That talks to an amazing group of people, and I've been fortunate to lead those colleagues.
100%. You're quite right. You're still around till the end of the year, if I'm not mistaken. Moses Madondo taking over from the 1st of August 2025. So we're looking forward to touching base with you again. One more time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you again, Mr. Ndlovu. All the best going forward.
All right.
That is July Ndlovu, the CEO of Tungela Resources. As you've heard, a core player within South Africa's market and, of course, seeing phenomenal shifts on the back of additional support when it comes to South Africa's railway infrastructure from Transnet.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.